You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm speaking to Sozali Abdul-Taib from Learning Edge Consulting in our Aiming for Alpha segment, and it's part two of communication styles. Since we're going a bit deeper into communication and communication styles, can you briefly mention the four styles from last week and how to distinguish them?
Okay, thank you, Freda, for having me again. As I mentioned, actually, if we talk about the approach to communication, first we talk about the three approaches of communication, and then we talk about the four personality types and how do we match these four. So the first communication approach are the aggressives, people who communicate and get across what they want without actually thinking too much about the other person's right.
Okay? Also known as abrasive.
Abrasive, of course. That's also a good word for that. And then at the other end of the spectrum are the passives, or those who are basically stepped on by other people and don't stand for their rights. That's the end of the spectrum. And then those who are in the middle, the ideal, I would say, and these are the not the aggressive, not the passive, the assertive. Yeah. So these are people who pay a lot of attention to making sure that they don't trample on other people's right when they communicate as well as when they want to get results. Then we match that against the four personality types. Okay, the first one are, of course, the drivers. Okay, these are people who are very very goal driven, who are outcome driven, and they are out there for results. And then there's also the amiables. Okay, these are people who make sure that there's harmony, and people work as a team and love each other, like each other. Like the chairman of Matsushita, he said, "We build people first before products." Okay, so these are the kind of people who make sure that people work together in order for them to achieve results. And then there's also those who are amiables, the expressives, who want to make sure that whenever you want to do something, you must have fun. Okay? You must be happy first. If you're not happy, then there's no point in achieving results. And in fact, these are people who drivers find difficult to understand, because, for example, if you talk to a driver who's out there doing business, he's in there for profit, yeah. But the expressives are in there for being happy, you know. So for them, being happy is number one, and making money is probably number three, number four down the list, you know. And then there are those who are the analyticals. Analyticals, on the other hand, are people who are very concerned about processes and people who want to make sure that they do things right, okay, before they achieve the result.
When I think of expressives, right, I always think of could they actually lead organizations?
Expressives, okay. Actually, if we talk about the different personality styles, everyone can lead organizations. However, any one of these styles have to take the approach of one being eclectic, the other one being not aggressive but
assertive.
Yeah. So these are people. If you are, for example, if you are a leader and you are always aggressive, meaning that you don't care about all the other styles, then you will not get best result from these other three personality styles. You only get results from those who are...
Now I remember you must learn to flex.
Flex your style. Exactly.
How do they differ in their behavior patterns?
Okay. Actually, they differ a lot in the way that
So, for example, in what situation would they behave differently?
Okay. The behavior of the drivers, for example, they are direct and they are controlling. And the expressive are direct, but they are supporting. Yeah. The amiables are indirect and they are supporting. And analyticals are indirect and controlling. So that's the difference in terms of how they behave. So when they communicate with each other, So you have to know how to talk to these people, because if, for example, you talk to a driver, he do not want to listen to excuses, yeah? Because a driver wants results. So if you come to a driver and you tell him that, okay, we have this group of people and we are happy doing this, and however, we are not achieving our results because of so and so, they will not want to listen to all that story. What they want to listen to are, what are the solutions that you have actually come up with, okay? And what are the proposals that you want to give in as far as solving problems are concerned. So that is the drivers. Yeah. So that's what I mean just now by saying that whenever you meet these people, you have to flex your style and look at how do you achieve harmony and in the styles, not achieve harmony as far as the expressives are concerned, but achieve harmony in making sure that you're taking care, or you are taking into consideration all these different styles that are working for you.
Okay, what do each of them fear?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. First, the drivers. They fear being taken advantage of because they are very result-driven. They look at themselves as a non-nonsense kind of person. Yeah, so they don't like people to manipulate them. So if you go to a driver and you are indirect, for example, if you come up with a lot of background story before you tell him actually what you want, they feel that what's the agenda behind this. So if you meet a driver, you just tell him straightforward, this is what I want.
Get to the point.
Okay, so they fear that. The expressives, of course, fear loss of social recognition. Okay, so whenever they do something or in whatever they do, they don't want to lose face. They don't want to lose integrity. These are people who are very normally very active in the society. So if any action that they do is going to cause them to lose that integrity, they would not want to participate. Yeah. So if we want to get them to cooperate, you have to make sure that by them doing that, is going to increase their value as a member of whatever community or micro community that they are in. And of course, the amiables, they fear sudden change and they fear instability. So if we have a lot of amiables that we want to address, make sure that if you want to change something, you want to make any decision, tell them that things are not going to happen immediately. Okay, that there are things that steps that we're going to take in order for the change to happen. You know, so that they feel more comfortable. And of course, the analyticals, because they analyze and they study and they evaluate, they don't like to be criticized. Yeah, so. If we want to criticize, or if you want to say something against the opinion of an analytical, make sure that we come with a lot of facts and we come with a lot of data, because that's what they love. They thrive on data.
Okay. Yeah. Do these personality styles differ in pace and how they affect communication?
Yeah, of course. If you talk to a driver, okay, they are fast. And they are very decisive. Yeah. So if you find a driver, don't talk slowly. Okay. So increase your pace. So if you are doing sales, for example, or if you are doing presentation, or if you are in a meeting and you are trying to impress or try to influence a driver, make sure that you meet his pace. Okay. Don't go faster than him, nor go slower than him. Yeah, so meet his pace, and normally he will be very fast, and he is very decisive. Make sure that when he decides on something, you go along with that, and if you decide not to go along with that, you go and find more facts to back you up before you meet him again. Because if a driver finds a person who is disagreeable with him and do not have any facts, he will have a lot of distrust the next time around you meet him. Yeah, so that's a driver. As far as expressives are concerned, they also are quite fast and they are spontaneous, which means that they can change their opinion quite quickly. So, for example, if you talk to an expressive and you say, "Hey, let's go to the beach," you know, they'll say, "Okay," and they may jump into your car. But the next moment, they might say, "Oh, but on the other hand, actually, I have a lot of work to do, and I've got this and that to do." So that's how expressive act. So you have to understand that these people are like that, you know.
They're not doing this to make your life excruciating.
No. And sometimes the amiables interpret that way. Because to the amiables, everything is about relationship and everything is personal. Okay? So when something happens or when somebody makes a decision, they may interpret that as an attack on them or a support for them. So it's either or, you know. And of course, the analyticals are very task-oriented, a bit slower and very systematic. And once they have made a decision, it's almost impossible to change. Yeah. You can change, but you have to... if they have found 1,000 pieces of information or data, you have to find 2,000, you know, in order for you to change his opinion.
This is BFM 89.9. I'm speaking to Sazali Abdul Taib and from Learning Edge Consulting in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
Nine.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The business station.
Listen, I'm speaking to Sazali Abdul-Tai from Learning Edge Consulting. How do each of these personalities gain security?
Ah, okay. Now, let's look at the driver again first. Of course, a strong sense of control and leadership. So, if you have someone who is a driver, give him that responsibility of leading. He will love that, and he will feel secure, and he will feel that he is part of that community or that organization. The expressives, on the other hand, are playful, and they need others' approval. Okay, so whenever they do something, make sure you praise them. You know, say that, "Yeah, you're doing a good job," or "Hey, that's fun," or "Hey, that's good. I love what you're doing."
So all these things has nothing to do with a person's self-esteem.
Well, of course it does, but it is actually reinforcing a person's self-esteem. So, for example, if you give a leadership role to a driver, it will reinforce his self-esteem. It will make him feel better. So, however, if he is not given that, you know, in a group, naturally, a driver will rise to be that leader. But if someone says, "No, we don't want you to be a leader this time," you will find sometimes they just go quiet for the whole time. You know, they'll just... and that's not because of anything. That's reflecting about what's happening. You know, why am I not being the leader here? They always look at themselves as born leaders. Yeah. The amiables, on the other hand, gains security through friendship and cooperation. So if you have an amiable in an office environment, for example, if one person does not talk to him or her for that day, you'll find that he'll go around and say, "Why is that person not talking to me?" Although probably it has nothing to do with, you know, with them. It's just that probably the other person is having a bad mood or too busy. But he may interpret that as, "Hey, why is that person not talking to me?" So he will feel insecure in that kind of environment. Yeah? So this is also the same with treating children. You know, if your children, some children are drivers, even from early on, you will find that some children are drivers, some are expressive, some are amiable, and some are analytical. Okay, so the analyticals, on the other hand, find security through preparation and thoroughness. For them, if they're not prepared, you will find that they'll go haywire. Although sometimes they have knowledge or they know what they want to talk about, but because they are not prepared, they can panic. You know, so these are the ways that these four styles, you know, gain security.
And how do each of them measure their own worth?
Okay. Well, first of all, now let me take the other end of the spectrum. Okay, the analytical first. Analyticals measure their own worth or even sometimes other people's worth because you actually measure other people's standards most of the time by your own standards. Yeah. So the analyticals look at precision, accuracy and quality of resolution or whatever you have done. So they want to look at the quality of product, for example, that you produce, or the quality of service that you produce. Then they will look at you as someone who's good or bad. Yeah. On the other hand, if you look at the amiables, they look at compatibility with the depth of contribution, which means that if someone contributes something, how does that compare to his contribution? Okay. So if for example, say someone comes to your office for donation, right? The amiables will always look at, okay, how much did you give? I give 100, you know? So if you just give 20, then they will say, well, okay, you're okay, but still not meeting the standard, you know? So it's his standard, yeah? Well, by the way, actually, we not only measure ourselves by our own standards, but the quality of our life is also the standard, which is the expectation of our peers, you know. So, for example, if you are in the military, you will not feel pain for falling or let's say from 7 feet height, for example. If you are in the military, because everybody will expect that you are in the military, you shouldn't feel that, right? But say you are a belly dancer, you know, or even, you know, whatever job that doesn't require toughness, you will feel pain, yeah, because of the expectation of your peers, yeah? So coming back to this, the expressives, on the other hand, measures a person's worth by acknowledgement, by applause, a compliment. They thrive on compliment. So sometimes we have children, and let's say the parent is a driver, he do not like expressives, yeah, because a driver don't like to pay too much attention on complimenting or applauding after a person has done his or her job. For him, you've done your job, that's it. You know?
But for an expressive, they live on this.
They thrive on that, you know, and they expect that. Yeah. And of course, the drivers measure a person or himself by the quality of impact of the results. Okay, so when you got result, it's one thing, but what's the impact of that result? Okay, so that's basically how they measure each other. And of course, when you have all these four different styles come into the dynamics of communication, then you will start to see if there is a mismatch, okay, or what people normally say breakdown in the communication. Yeah, this is what it means, you know. It's not the language. Most of the time, it's not the language. Yeah, it's most of the time it is what drives a person internally. You know? Just to give you an example, just this morning, I know a lot of people from all walks of life, you know, and I spoke to this group of people who are car repossessors, you know, and you would imagine that if you are a car repossessor, you would be very aggressive in your style, right? That's the expectation, sure. You know? Expectation. And he was telling me about how when they wanted to repossess this one car, the whole family came, you know, and the parents were angry, and they were yelling and they were shouting, you know. But this guy just remained calm, and he just said that, I'm just doing my job. I'm representing the bank, you know, and you have not paid for X number of months. In the end, the parent who were yelling started to look at his son and say, why didn't you pay? You know? So if you go on with the assertive style and not aggressive, it's assertive style, you will still get what you want. And you don't have to waste energy looking or entertaining people's anger by you being angry yourself, which a lot of aggressive people tend to use. You know, when people are aggressive, they become aggressive. And like you said, it's not abrasive, you know. that's how these four different categories.
What about how these personalities react under great stress?
Ah, okay, that's interesting. First of all, let's look at amiables first. Yeah, normally under great stress, amiables will back up. Okay, they will become defensive only towards the end. Okay, in the same way, expressives, because both of them don't like the confrontational style. Yeah, drivers on the other hand, they thrive on pressure. They love pressure. They like people. The more pressure you give them, the more they become successful. Yeah. Analyticals sometimes, analyticals tend to bottle their feelings, and however, because they have a lot of facts to back them up, they have a lot of confidence. So, to these two other ends, the analyticals can actually come through and become successful in stressful situation. That's because they have facts and they have figures. Yeah. So, expressives and amiables, on the other hand, they're not very detail-oriented. So, normally, they don't have a lot of facts to back them up. So, that's why they prefer to back down in that situation.
Okay. And what are their internal motivators?
Okay. If we were to put one word in the words of all these styles, the word for the driver will be win. Okay, so winning will be their dominant thought, and every day that's what, and every second that's what they'll be thinking: winning, winning, winning. Okay, and sometimes at the expense of course, another person has to lose. You know, so sometimes when you approach your life or communication in this style, then you normally take the win-lose approach. Yeah. Expressive, if you want to put a word in their mind,
fun.
Yeah, close to that. Show. You know. Yeah. So for them, it's showing. That's always whatever I do. People will look at me. And this is a show, okay? You can see in their dressing, the expressives will always be colorful and they always neat, and they are always good dressers, good taste in fashion.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Taste in fashion.
Whoever came up with that line, "Life is a stage," must be an expressive.
I wonder. A long time ago, so he must be dead. Also, well, I think when Shakespeare said that, he to a point, he himself is an expressive, you know, and he was talking to a lot of expressives at that time, because if you see during his era, you look at how people dress up, you know. They don't even use their own hair. Dons a wig, you know, those days. You know, so those are the days, you know, when expressives would love to, era where expressives love to live in. You know? And then the amiables, if you were to put one word in the amiable, it will be participate. Okay, because amiables, whenever you see something, they will be a part of that. Amiables are those who will stop by an accident and help people. You know?
There are a lot of amiables in Malaysia then.
Yeah. that's why there's also a lot of people who, you know.
But they stop and look. They don't really stop and help. That's the thing. Yeah, anyway.
Those probably are the analyticals. You know, what happened there? You know,
what's the car number?
Nah, yeah. and also... okay, let's measure this corner, you know, and let's see whether this corner is actually wrongly designed or whatever, you know. And of course, the analyticals, if we were to put one word in the analyticals, it would be process. Okay, it's process, because they are process driven.
Yeah. We're talking about communication styles as we do Sazali Abdultai from Learning Edge Consulting on BFM 89.9. Knowing all that we've discussed, how do we then use this knowledge and optimize our communication with each style and achieve optimal impact out of each interaction?
Okay. Now, that's the most difficult part, actually. Okay, first of all, we have to know the style first. And that's not always the easiest part, because to analyze a person and to read him, like a book, is not easy. So I'll just give you one example. For example, the drivers. Yeah, what turns on the driver? They like being on time. They like being prepared. They commend drivers, other drivers as well, and they like options. When you talk to them, they like eye contact. So if you are an analyticals don't like eye contact. Okay, analytical, because by nature their work is analyzing, so they like to look at their tables and they like to look at tables on the table, if you like. So if you are an analytical and you talk to a driver, make sure that you flex your style. You know, you say, hey, this is a driver. If you're analytical talking to another analytical, you don't have to do that. You know, because you guys are at
in
the
heaven.
Same frequency. Yeah, exactly.
We speak the same lingo.
Exactly. So drivers also like taking results and talking about results. Yeah, and they talk to the point and they like being focused, solution-oriented, being specific and talk about bottom lines. And the drivers, okay, what are turn off for drivers? One thing is being abstract. Yeah, if like say you are selling insurance to that guy, you tell him exactly what you want to explain, and in concrete terms. Okay, don't use metaphors and similes with the drivers. If you are teaching them, they don't like abstracts. Yeah, they don't like excuses, wasting time. Dwelling on long term, and they hate long goodbyes, for example, and they hate rambling. So most of the time, the drivers will say, "Shut up!" And what is it that you want to to talk to me about? You know, they also do not like the lack of activity. They are always active and they are always doing things. You know, so too much humor is also something that turns them off. They like a little bit of humor, but too much of it will make them think, okay, this guy is not serious, therefore I'm not going to get any result from this. This guy is too funny, you know. Small talk, you know. Like, for example, if we, you know, you and me, you know, when we meet, we talk about the traffic jam, about the rain, you know, all those
sudah
things.
Makan.
Sudah makan ke? That's the most common Malaysian greeting. Yeah?
Not how are you.
No. I think that's why we are one of the fattest nation on earth. You know, we are. If I'm not mistaken, we are number two next to the USA. You know, Malaysia boleh, including makan. You know, they don't like being unprofessional and non-committal. So if you talk to a driver, always if you want to include yourself, say that you are in or out. Okay. They don't like people who are
gray.
Yeah, in the gray area. Of course, they don't like touchy-feely kind of situation. You know, so they're quite impersonal in that way. So that's the drivers. And how do you communicate with drivers successfully? Be brief, be bright, and be gone. Okay, that's how you talk to drivers. Be brief, be bright, be gone. If you don't have any one of these three, so if you cannot be bright, be brief and be gone, you know. Otherwise, you just have to be gone, you know. Stick to business. Be prepared. Present facts clearly and logically. Of course, be courteous, not chummy. You know, they don't like people to be chummy because that will sound or that will seem to them like being manipulative, you know. Of course, don't be bossy. If being bossy to an aggressive is a sure way to get his disagreement. Yeah? Ask specific questions and don't fish for answers. Okay, so again, we don't want them to feel like they are being manipulated. Okay, If you want to disagree with a driver, you disagree with the fact, not the person. Yeah. So you just say, okay, this fact that you have presented, I disagree with this, you know. But if you say, I disagree with you, you are this. Asking for trouble. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any last words?
Okay. Actually, we are running a seminar, public seminar, this month. And if you want to know the details, you can go to www.learningedgeconsultants.com and you go to our info zone and you will get all the information about that. Plus, you will also get a lot of information on the different communication styles and also a lot of things that we don't have time for to talk about on this show. So there's a lot of detail on communication. So it's again www.learningedgeconsultants.com.
This is BFM 89.9. I've been speaking to Sazali Abdul Taib from Learning Edge Consultants on BFM.
BFM 89.9, the business station.